Welcome back to Randomness Chat. Miranda, you're here, aren't you?
For now.
Dakota, you're also around.
Yes, hello.
Yes.
And what? We got another guest.
Well, I mean, we have Sadie, friend of the show here. She's getting her hair colored. So
what's up?
You might hear her in the background, I guess.
She can be in it, too. Not just in the background.
We'll I'm an extra in all of this. Yeah. It's okay.
Should be the hidden extra. You know how movies have the hidden extras like in the way, way back and you don't really see them, but your friends swear that's them?
Oh my gosh.
She's the gossiper.
Yeah.
She'd basically be gossiping in the background, but you don't know what she's saying.
I guess. I don't.
Miranda gave her more of a backstory than this one that the show had.
Yeah,
I feel appreciated by Miranda.
Oh, thanks.
I've been up for about 25 hours. I think I'm okay.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Ew.
Yeah, how do you think I feel?
Well, makes sense why you want to get this done.
Yes, we're getting this done out of the way.
By the way, we still enjoy doing this. It's not a job. We enjoy it, but...
For some of us.
We don't make enough money.
You
to make
do
our
it too.
Job.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't really get enough money yet. I'm underpaid. You
always say that we might have... We will make it.
Someday.
By the time my kid graduates high school.
Yes.
Pretty much.
Just to let you know, he's 6 months old right now, so that's a good timeline.
But yes.
18 years in the making.
We're not 18 years in the making, Ruby. We started it.
No, it would be 18 years in the making.
You're acting like it's like 18 years now. Like this podcast has been 18 years in the making. This podcast didn't start like 2 months ago.
It will be 18 years in the making.
I mean, technically, this podcast is 3 months in the making. 3 or 4 months in the making? Whatever.
3 months in the making now and 18 years later.
How do you know I'm still going to be alive in 18 years?
You better be still alive in 18 years.
Yeah, I was about to say. Jesus. So how's your day, Miranda?
Can I get a little
week?
Pretty good. You know what I did read?
Why?
Before I came here, there was a motorcycle person that died today.
A what?
Motorcycler.
You said a motorcycle person.
Yes, I did.
They have, you know, what's, like a biker?
Yeah, that's what a motorcycle person is.
Yeah, a biker.
Motorcycle person?
Why would you call him a motorcycle person?
A motorcyclist.
Because
he's motorcyclist, it will work too.
He's a person that rides a motorcycle.
What is the fucking sewage people called? Like the sewage or people?
Yeah, the people that work in the sewer. Or you call them Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
That's a turtle. That's not a person.
But they're in the sewer. You might as well make them a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle.
Jesus
Christ.
You might as well call them turtles.
You know,
so, what's our topic today?
I have no idea. We'll figure it out. But
we haven't figured it out yet. Okay.
What?
Our topic
is randomness. That's what I always say. It's literally randomness.
But you know what I did read?
What?
Apparently OnlyFans is going to stop letting people post porn.
Yeah, I think I read that too.
So it's not that they're not letting them post porn. They're not letting them post pornographic videos. They can, however, post photos from what I hear.
What?
Yeah. Isn't that what most people make their money off of? It's their photos anyway.
Butt pics!
You can post those on anywhere, really.
I guess it's a backup career if all else fails.
Well, and then I mean, Miranda's ex-boyfriend would definitely be a consumer.
Not two ex-boyfriends, but
Miranda,
two guys I know.
Who's the other one?
A friend from,
a friend that she experimented with the foot thing.
You got, like... Supermodel feet? No, actually, supermodel feet are gross. You wouldn't want
my
that.
Feet are runner's feet. No!
Yes.
She's gonna be belting her feet and they'd be like full of sweat.
At least she doesn't have dancer feet. Have you ever seen dancer's feet?
Yeah, those are
musty, crusty, usty.
But yeah, either way, OnlyFans stop selling porn.
My own comment's not gonna get a
I know a girl who has an OnlyFans and she makes 10K a month after taxes.
I'm in the wrong career.
This girl has a tattoo on her ass that literally says made in the USA.
I'm not gonna get that, but I have tattoos.
I mean, that's a fetish.
I mean, technically she was made in the USA, if we want to be honest.
How do you know that?
Yeah.
You don't know who she is.
We didn't, she didn't really say she was born in the USA. Only
was she born
body.
In the USA?
She was.
There you
okay,
go.
Okay, there you go.
I don't think some fucking Indian, well, like some, what are they called, Indians? Yeah, from India, or Chinese person's going to walk around born in China with a tattoo of their ass saying born in the USA.
You never really know. What if they love
USA?
Well, I mean, were they made in the USA?
I couldn't answer that question.
I mean, if
what if only their, like, butt implant was from the USA? Right.
You know what's you know, be really funny? Find out she was made in Canada.
That'd be good.
Then, you know, that would be funny.
And there yeah. Chinese people in Canada?
Yes, there's... Is there Chinese people in Canada?
Yes. There's people all over.
Yeah, like, you ever heard, I think it's the like coolest thing, like I love British accents, but have you ever heard like an African-American, well, it'd be African-British, would it be African-British?
I think they're just
like the
regular.
Guy from Bridgerton? Like, yeah, their accents are like top notch.
And he cute, too.
I think it'd just be we a regular British person. I don't think they classify them like that.
Yeah,
do they?
But like here we call them African Americans. So does that mean in like other countries?
Hey, isn't that racist? Or like
no,
which one's not racist anymore?
I don't know, but I'm just saying.
I think
was
now,
curious.
I think
like,
now they're back to black. I don't know. Are they?
Are they?
I don't know.
You're the I mean, Black Lives Matter. That,
yeah,
that's
so,
what they
yeah.
say.
They
so.
Don't say African American Lives Matter.
Okay, I get
you
that.
You can't fit that on the flag.
Hey, but people are people.
No, yeah, I totally agree with that.
Except
I'm not saying.
Gender.
I was just curious.
Don't dare people!
Sorry.
Jesus Christ. How do we jump from porn to it?
Oh, Miranda. We know what she has to apologize first.
Oh, boy, here come the sorries.
Yeah.
Fuck
every
Christ.
Single episode.
Transgender people are people.
Yeah, so what do you guys
I
do?
Mean, what?
There okay. are people! You say transgender
so
people!
So you're gonna be a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
So what are you going to do if you have a transgender child in your class?
I mean, technically...
Make it until you make it.
I mean, that's what I've been doing
well,
all
mean,
my
life. Well, I mean, you're saying, like, they don't matter, so I'm just...
Wait, don't we say okay? It's, like, just okay.
Well, no. So, how I think of it, it's just... I don't agree with it.
I mean, we don't have to agree with it, but I don't think we should ever, like, judge people off of who they decide they're going to be, because, I mean, I'm sure I do a lot of off-the-wall things that a lot of people don't agree with, but...
But at age, like, 7, I would
no, I
hope
get,
they don't make that
I get what you're
decision
saying.
Yet without knowing what it's like.
I mean, I understand what you're saying. I'm just saying, I can't judge people off of things they want to do, because there's a lot of things I'm sure I've done that people would disagree with.
That is very true.
You know what? We're not getting into this.
I mean, technically, we've already gotten into it.
Wait,
okay,
you don't bring
so
us into
new,
it.
New topic, guys.
You got us into it.
I mean, we'll
don't bring anyone got into it.
So how about Crocs, guys?
Yeah, Crocs. That's what I thought this episode should be about anyways.
They're a shoe and they're way too expensive for what they're made for. Okay, so now next topic.
They're
okay.
So comfortable.
Like, I got very colorful ones. I got, like, the rainbow ones.
You got a fucking Croc the size of my hand for 40 bucks. I don't want to hear it.
Did you see
I'm sorry, you got a large hand. I got small feet.
Did you?
Yeah, she does got tiny feet.
Uh-huh.
She wears, like, baby shoes.
She, what size is it? Like, what, size newborn?
No, my feet are not your little child foot.
My little child's foot's bigger than a newborn, so I hope so.
Miranda,
either way,
you
my
could probably
bigger.
Put at least 3 of your toes in this shoe.
So if anyone's
no,
into
maybe
little
two.
Feet, Miranda is willing to sell feet pics.
What would you sell feet pics?
Mm.
I think that's the real question.
Depends on well, how much they'd be giving.
Well, we'll go around the table first, Miranda.
Okay.
Are you?
So let's say baseline $30.
Oh,
well,
here, no, I'll ask.
Okay.
Yeah. So, guy pops up, it's like, yeah, I'll give you $5 per picture.
No.
No, I mean, what if you send 30 pictures?
5 times 30.
Yeah. Even if you send, you know, 10 pictures, that's still $150.
That's not $150.
What I say, 50 said, bucks. That would be 50 bucks. I've been up for 25 hours.
No.
No?
Nope.
So you had to send 30 pictures to make it worth your while?
Okay, so, well, here's the thing. Feet pics go for a lot more than that. They can go, like, I think the average my one friend makes is, like, $60.
Have you seen her feet? Her feet's not the best looking feet in the world.
Neither are yours!
I'm not selling my feet pics.
Who knows?
My foot, the only thing you think is weird is my second toe is longer than my big toe.
Her second toe is longer than every other toe.
My toes are like that.
See?
My second toe is bigger.
No, I'm talking about, I think, not the big toe, but the second one from, like, the first toe.
You know what that means? I hear a lot of people meet, like, if your second toe next to your big toe is longer than your big
toe. It's a third toe from this big toe.
Oh.
That's weird. That's
wait,
weird.
What?
Yeah,
your
is it?
Your toe is longer.
No! It's my second!
Oh, well,
did
that's
you want to see my toe?
Not really.
I hear if your second toe is longer than your big toe, it means, like, you're more of a dominant personality.
Well?
I don't think that's accurate. I just think your toe's just
or
fucking long.
It's like, by dominant personality, I don't mean it in a sexual way. I mean, like, you're more tended to be a leader and not, like, a follower.
Okay, yeah, no, that's not Miranda. Yeah, we already know
Joey!
That.
Joey!
Didn't you call your mother because you couldn't find something in Walmart?
So what? I do that. You know how many times
maybe.
They rearrange them dang stores?
Okay, so are you saying right? Your second toe is longer or no?
No, my second toe isn't longer.
See?
There you go. I just disproved that whole...
Those are the people in Walmart who call their mom.
When they can't find something and they're in another city.
No. No, I would...
I probably Googled
you did!
No, it depends what it was. Like,
I literally heard that you did it.
You know how many times, just like in the past month, we've heard so much, and then you tell me, and I'm like, when did I say that?
Right?
No, I did not say that.
Oh, all the time.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
There's
a very possible
in this family because we keep hearing information that's just like.
Not true.
Yeah, there's a reason there's certain
lot.
People banned from this podcast.
Okay, so, you know what? We're going to Sadie. Feet pics. Are you selling them?
You know, I kind of like my feet. They're kind of not terrible looking. I mean, I've seen some real ugly feet. So, I mean, give them the right price.
Yeah,
sure, why not?
Price. So, like, okay, are you doing
like I said,
$5
I
a picture?
Maybe $10?
See, $10? I would probably do $10, but not $5.
What if we find a happy medium? How about $8?
No.
It's
gotta be 8.50. 8.50? Oh, well, yeah, 50 cents.
Hey, that 50 cents adds up.
What about you, Dakota?
Oh, yeah, I'd do it.
Are you doing it for 8.50 or more?
Or 5.
Either.
Either?
You
are you doing
it
for $5?
I would not do it for 5. 8.50 would be my minimum.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing. I grew up poor. Like, it was just me and one parent. Like,
you want it as a job?
Like, if I had sold feet pics when I was, like, in high school or, like, even in college, I would have made so much money and probably wouldn't have to take out student loans.
All right, so I think what we're hearing here is that we are going to do a calendar with everyone's feet pics in there and we'll sell it for $20.
So I want to be completely honest. Like, there was a... definite time where me and my sister we decided that I was going to start selling feet pictures, and I set up an Instagram for it and literally everything, and we were getting this business going, and all I was getting was sugar daddies, and I was like,
what's wrong with that?
I don't know, man.
So
I really
have a sugar daddy.
I passed up the opportunity of a sugar daddy
exactly.
giving me $500 a week, and all I had to do was send him pictures of like because I like photography. And I don't know how we got on that subject when you're talking, but he's like, you just send me pictures of literally anything you like to take pictures of, and I will give you $500 a week.
Fuck, what? Do you have this information?
Oh my goodness.
You send him our way?
Yeah, at least my way.
I'll
take that sugar daddy.
He just thought I was a nice person, and he was totally going to do that, and he lives in Florida.
I'll do that.
Why didn't you do it?
Listen, I was young and scared. Now I might not care as much because death does not scare me.
We need to reactivate that Instagram.
No, what we're doing is we're making out these calendars. Everyone's feet pics.
It depends on the day.
Maybe somebody will buy Grace.
On the day?
Yes!
Is it like, oh, I can't take feet pics on Tuesday. Let me fucking try again.
Okay, if it is day of the race, and then it's really rainy, my socks are gonna get really wet, and then my feet are gonna get really wet.
We're gonna make sure that everyone gets a pedicure.
Really wet feet.
Ew! Oh, we can do that for April because April showers bring May flowers.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah, we can put flowers Miranda's between your toes.
Yes.
No.
But here's the thing: in December, it has to be like all the collective foot. Like we'll take parts of our foots and we're just going to add them onto one big foot.
Oh my god!
You know, no, that can't, I cannot do like that. Feet. You know, we your foot's going to be like 10 inches long. Mine's going to be like 2 inches.
Well, no,
long.
We're taking like a part, so they'll take like my heel.
No, we can
and then like your middle.
Or we could just get tons of our
feet. Oh, I was thinking one like foot. One toe, two toes, pictures. Three toes.
No, we're just the,
well,
we're
we
making
do
one foot.
Themes, though, like, yeah. We all get like jingle bells on our toes for like Christmas.
Well, no, it's the collective foot for December.
I know
that's
he
weird.
How, I know oh, how about this?
No one wants to see a weirdly deformed foot.
How about
nobody
this?
Nobody wants to see our feet. Probably.
I got an idea. I got an idea. Better idea. Are you guys ready for this one?
Yeah. No.
So, it's a day calendar. And as you go through the days, it shows you more and more of the foot.
No!
Oh my god. Here's the pinky toe. Here's the thumbnail. Oh,
I don't know how it'll work, but we'll let someone else figure that one out. That yeah, we'll let someone else figure that. That
looks fun.
Might as well do the, what is that?
Like well, Miranda, what was you saying? You can't distract her.
Fancy ramen.
But, like, what is it called? The one little piggy? Yeah.
Went to market?
Yeah, yeah. The little piggies went to market.
Is the calendar going to sync? Are we not on the calendar anymore?
They have birthday cards that sync, so we could
but
make...
But it's not a calendar.
We could do birthday cards with our toes.
What has this podcast turned into? Foot marketing?
Oh, we can have a notebook that's shaped like a foot, and
yes.
Do like... We can do a bookmark that's like the pinky toe, so
oh,
all you
no.
See out of the top of the book is a pinky toe.
I don't know how I feel about that one.
Oh, wait. Okay. So, the question is, do you have an actual toenail on your pinky toe?
Yes! Who doesn't?
Who doesn't?
Some have like a...
Yes, this is an audio podcast. You can't just raise your hand and expect people to understand.
Oh, sorry. Hold on.
Wait, you don't have a nail on your pinky toe?
I'm pretty sure it's not
existing. Oh, my God.
Wait, do you really
There really is not, like, a nail on there. There's, like, a sliver.
Yeah, you see? There's, like, some people that have just, like, a little tiny thing.
Where did your nail go?
I was born that way.
So have you ever, like, cut the nail on your pinky toe?
They say give it another million years and humans won't even have a pinky toe.
Oh, yeah.
Are
I've
you
heard
serious?
About that. Yeah, that's supposed to be like the next step in evolution.
I thought...
My
how the fuck do you
guys...
I thought our pinky
toes... On that one.
Wait, I thought our pinky toes was what, like, keeps us balanced.
No, our pinky toes basically have no use anymore.
Yeah, they really have no use.
Wait, so what keeps
us
balanced?
Is it the big toe?
Your other toes.
Yeah, it's mostly, like, your big toe and your other toes.
And if you haven't... Well, I know people who are completely flat-footed, and that must suck, because I have arches, and I don't know what I'd do without them.
Same.
I was told I got, like, a good runner's foot, so I got... arches and...
I just want to say...
I think this is like the fifth time you said runner's foot. We're about to make it a drinking game.
Next thing you know, we're talking about athlete's foot. Can you imagine the Olympians right now? They probably hand out tubes of that stuff when they walk in.
Man.
Just think about it. How sweaty their feet must be.
Ugh.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm just saying, I don't understand. I mean, Miranda, I'm happy you love to run, but I could never run for fun. If you see me running, you better start running too.
I told Miranda, I'm not running ever.
Okay. No, thank you.
Even if there's Jericho after me, it's like, well, it's a guess.
Okay,
it's my time.
Me and Joey was like, Joey was like, I want to start running. I was like, okay, let's try to go run. We ran for maybe 2 minutes, and then he was
like,
I got to walk. We ran for 3 minutes. I got to walk.
Yeah.
I think the most he ran at a time was maybe 5 minutes.
But see, if you just go full bore, like straight out.
I didn't even do that.
No.
I just don't run.
He was just like, yeah!
I don't run.
So I might be good at like short distance running, but definitely not long.
So
I can't do short distances.
Tell you what, I'm really good at running to the bathroom during a colonoscopy prep.
So this is how I view running myself. If I can run faster than the person I'm with, short term, just enough to, like, escape doom, that's all I need.
I always sucked at making the trash can when I had a throw up.
Ooh. Yeah, so, like, let's say if I had to sit there and try to, like, let's say a serial killer is after, like, Miranda and I know I will survive because I can run faster than Miranda at a quicker pace, and the serial killer can catch up to her quicker.
Okay.
And they'll so kill that, her
here's a, before here's me. Here's a different scenario. So it's me and you can outrun me. Are you going to leave me behind?
Is it a serial
the
killer?
Yes. Yes.
Then yes.
Wow.
I could have told you the answer.
I'm engaged to this man,
guys. Someone has to live to tell our story.
To be fair, that has been his answer all the time. If it's between him dying and somebody else is dying...
Someone has to tell our story.
By the way, Sadie's the ex-girlfriend.
Oh, yeah.
Great.
That's a story for another time. Yeah, we're all good friends, though. It's okay.
Yeah. So she knows.
No,
two out of the four people who are at this table, well, five because Gray's here, have dated the main host.
Well, I mean...
Yeah, I ain't dating him. I'm the cousin.
I know, that's why I'm saying two out of the four.
Yeah.
Five.
So, all of us knows each other very well.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I kind of know Miranda.
We know enough.
Yeah, yeah. We went to school together, but we didn't even talk.
We just all went different paths in life and somehow wound up here.
Oh, yeah, but no, like I was saying before, yeah, no, I'll definitely. If somebody has to tell their story, I think I'm a great storyteller.
You're not.
Personally.
You're not.
So.
I don't know who told you that. Oh, wait, you, yourself, and yourself when you were talking in the mirror, giving yourself a
yes,
pep talk.
I gotta get my pep talk.
And yes.
Yes.
I mean, you gotta do what you gotta do.
So, there you go. Someone has to tell the story. I will tell the story. I will be the brave one that carries on and fights on.
I'm literally a writer.
Well,
Joey,
you know,
might
it's...
be a wimp.
But let me tell you.
I am a podcaster, so you can write it down on a piece of paper. I can express it with words.
She's expressing with words, too.
Well, yeah. She's writing it down. Who wants to read it? I'd rather just listen to it.
Some people like reading.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, what, like 5% of the population? Now it's audiobooks.
Give as long as you're not reading it.
Yeah, well, you know what? No one asked me to read anything. They're going to sit there and say, hey, Joe, do you want to read the Shakespeare? Well, what was it?
Dakota's going to...
Shakespeare?
Jesus Christ.
I
need to sleep.
Dakota's going to write it when she's a ghost, and then you're going to try to read it, and then they're just like, I wish she was alive.
Yeah.
See, the only time I literally ever ran with Joey, and Miranda can vouch for this, I broke my toe open and was bleeding everywhere.
I almost sucked her behind, too.
It was like the second time I've seen him when we dated literal years ago.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, look at these weirdos at the beach. And then we drove past them and I was like, oh, that's my boyfriend. That's hilarious. Didn't even know he was there, to be honest. And then I went running up to him and then we were both running and I tripped on nothing and ripped my toe open.
Oh, gosh.
And that was his family's first impression of me.
So, we're about to... Yeah. Well, we gotta give an ad break.
Oh, an ad break.
Yes, ad breaks. You know, I don't get paid anything, really, so I don't know why I have these in, but here they are.
See you soon.
Yep. Okay, and we're back. So, you guys ready?
Yeah.
Yep.
So, I scoured the internet for probably, I don't know, about 30 minutes. That's as much research as I was able to do this week.
Wow.
And I found some of the most ridiculous questions I think I could find to ask a group of people.
Oh, boy. Okay.
So, what I'm going to do is I'm going to start with, we're going to start with Miranda, then Sadie, then Dakota. Want you guys' answers.
Okay.
So,
Miranda. Do you want explanations or just our answer?
I'll ask if there's an explanation.
Okay.
Because some of these might require one. Like this one. Number one, Miranda. What is the sexiest and least sexiest name for a human?
For a human?
Yeah, I would hope a human, but yes. I want to make sure I clarify that.
I never thought about that.
Like, if you got to sit there and you got to moan a name during sex, what name do you want to moan? And what name would you not want to moan?
Oh, I got this.
Any name that starts with J? For the least?
Oh, I was going to say. Now, what about the most sexiest name? Like the sexiest name. I guess that's how we're doing it.
No, I got a better one for the least.
Oh, no, we're doing the most. You said the J's. So.
I don't have a most.
Well, you gotta say at most.
She hates all people.
Yeah, she hates everyone. There's no sexy names in the world.
I don't understand how you find a name sexy.
Oh, I got this. I don't know.
I don't know how you find a name sexy.
Oh, you find it.
Some. There are that come there off the tongue some. And it sounds great.
I don't find them sexy. I like names, but I don't find them sexy.
Okay, what's a name that you like?
Your favorite name. How about that?
Yeah. No, because I don't got favorite guy names.
Okay.
Well,
give us a favorite girl name then. If you were a guy and you thought... Well,
let's say you're doing a girl and you got Mona her name, what would the name be?
Yeah, what would the name be?
No. Next.
All right.
Bye.
So, least like, no. Nobody's ever going to sit there and go, Gary, no. Nobody wants to moan Gary, no. But I really, 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 really think I like Wesley, like, a lot. I can moan that one all day.
Like from The Princess Bride?
Yeah, that, or like,
You know, that, yeah, no, we don't talk about bad movies.
The Duff movie.
I haven't seen that.
Oh my god, you should watch it. It's a good movie. But yeah, that's my least and most favorite names.
What about you, Dakota?
This is going to sound horrible. I don't like basic ass names.
Oh, yes. Yes. That's just...
Like, Chris... Tom,
Jason,
Joe.
My name. But I like the classic names like that you would almost get in like fantasy books, like William and
names
oh gosh,
power were, like them.
Yeah, like Hunter, things like Hunter. That.
What about you,
Jelly?
Joe?
Yeah. Oh, I'm not in this one. So next question.
No,
So next question, Miranda.
No, at least do least favorite.
Yeah, least favorite. Come on.
Fucking my mother's name. You think I want to fucking sit there and moan my own mother's name? You guys are fucking ridiculous. That should be your least favorite no matter what.
I was going to say it after I
was about to say.
Yes.
You don't want to sit there and moan your own fucking father's name.
That's gross.
You're right.
I asked Miranda's mother. So now, next question.
Hey, I don't pick it.
Next question. Miranda, what is the most ridiculous fact you know?
Most ridiculous fact?
Yes. The more ridiculous, the better.
Most ridiculous fact?
Yes.
There's a fact that's the most ridiculous fact?
That you know!
That you know! Maybe we shouldn't have started with
Dakota. No, I think...
We should start with Dakota.
No, we're going with Miranda. You're on the spot. What's a crazy fact that you know? Aren't you being a teacher? You should know some of these.
Crazy facts? Why would I know crazy facts?
Just the randomest one. The most ridiculous one, Miranda.
There's a spider that can give you a boner for like 2 hours, and then after it's done, you're dead.
That sounds like fun. I'll be honest.
My turn?
Yes.
A blue whale can produce over 400 gallons of cum in each ejaculation.
Oh! I got one!
No, you didn't get that one.
No, I got one.
Well, you already said yours.
Well, I want to say another one.
Well, too bad. Dakota.
70% of koalas test positive for chlamydia.
There's like 10 million 10 million germs in a crap. Just one turd crap.
Ooh. 10 million
Is it
germs.
Like one turd or is it like your whole bowel movement?
No, I think it's just one turd.
Wow.
Okay. Well, I how do you measure out the turd? Sometimes I have like the little rabbit turds, and sometimes I have the snake coming out. You can tell me all of them have 10 million, no matter how big it is?
No, I feel like if it's
a normal size turd.
If it's a snake, it probably has more than 10 million.
Oh, well, you know, I'm just saying.
Oh, boy.
All right. So
what's the weirdest thing you know?
Hitler had one ball.
One ball.
I think it was his left one.
Yeah, didn't we all know?
We have a family member that has That's one news. Ball.
Who is it?
What?
Legend.
He has one testicle?
Yeah. Because the other one didn't drop, so they had to, like, cut it off or whatever.
Dang.
Oh, damn.
All right.
That's not how they usually do that.
Well, you
know, I don't
know. We're moving on.
The one just didn't drop, so they did
something
with it. She
didn't ask.
I just,
for the,
yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sitting there asking. Why does Kayla only have one nut?
I didn't know he has one nut.
All right. Miranda, what is the funniest joke you know by heart?
Pass.
Do you not know a joke?
No.
You can't tell me a single joke.
Knock knock.
I'm not answering.
No, that's not it.
That knock knock. Oh, nope, never mind.
No. I know a joke.
The masses are waiting.
Suddenly forgets every joke I've ever heard.
It has to do with a Sally.
Sally?
Yeah, Sally has no arms. Knock knock.
It's not Sally.
I think you just butchered that whole joke. I know
probably.
The joke.
Probably.
It goes knock knock.
Who's there?
Not Sally.
Nobody said knock knock.
I said knock knock. And she said who's there.
I said knock knock. And nobody else said knock knock. Finished the joke.
All right. Moving along.
Why would I say knock knock if you say knock knock?
Okay. You know, you said you would answer.
We're moving on. Yeah.
What is this, knocking back and forth? Knock knock. Knock knock.
No, you would answer. You don't answer the riddle. You just answer. Who's there?
Y'all, this is terrible.
I don't know. This is a train wreck right now. I hope my writing gets better with some of these.
This is your fault. You started with me.
Alright.
I don't think you should end this at all.
You're the one that didn't do anything. I said I would help.
I did. I scoured the internet for like 30-something minutes.
Today. While no. doing
okay.
this.
Okay, stop.
It
your
was
turn.
Here for 3 days, by the way.
Go ahead.
So, sidetrack. But I got ran over by a bunch of cows today at the fair.
Is that the joke?
It's
the
okay.
Joke?
They just grazed me. And there it is.
Yes.
Okay. What's black and white and black and white and black and white and black and white?
Black and white.
A penguin rolling down a hill. What's black, white, and laughing? The penguin that pushed him.
Yes.
Go ahead, Joey.
Oh, God. Okay, let's see.
You better make it a good one. Cow,
better than Sally.
Okay, I won't butcher the joke. How about that one?
If you actually answered the joke, it would have been better.
That was low-key my fault.
Oh my god.
So, let's see.
Come on, I'm getting fat over here.
That wouldn't take very long.
Joey!
That was a joke, but let's see. That's not the funniest one.
That's the only one you got. Next question.
No, okay. You guys want to hear a joke. So, this couple decides to go camping with their child. So, they go to the campground, run a cabin. And then the only one that they have is a bunk bed cabin. The couple says, okay, that's fine. So, they went to the cabin. The couple got the top bunk. And the kid decided to get the bottom bunk.
Oh, goodness.
Can I see what's going on?
So, later on that night, the couple said, hey, you know, we can do something, but, you know, the wife was scared that the kid was going to find out. So she's sitting there, like, well, we can do some code names. And then the guy said, like, what? And then the girl said, yeah, so, like, lettuce will be slower and tomato will be faster. So they started going at it, and she's going, like, lettuce, tomato, lettuce, 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 tomato, 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 stuff like that. So the kid wakes up after a little bit. And then the kid is sitting there and asking his parents, like, what are you guys doing up there? The wife responds, I'm just making a salad. So the kid's sitting there is like, well, you're getting dressing everywhere.
You know, that story's all too real because when I was in college, like, we had a bunk bed and we decided to make it a bunk bed. And she came home drunk with another guy. And I was asleep, or almost asleep, but not fully asleep. And I know that bed was moving. And I was like, oh my god, somebody save me. They were right above me. And I was like, oh my lord.
They get their dressing everywhere?
Yeah. No.
Alright.
It was not. It was not a deal.
Bottom bunk. The eyes on everyone. Don't worry. I think she did it to the side of me.
Like right next to you?
Yeah. I was sleeping. She was not. But it was with the same
person. I was hoping she wasn't sleeping.
No,
she I think we've already heard this story in the past. Yeah, we've heard it in past podcasts.
Yeah.
Yes, so check those out.
I'll have to go listen to that.
Next question.
All right, Miranda, you should get this one.
I should get this one? What do you mean I should actually
be able to answer this within a minute? What part of a kid's movie scared you completely?
Oh my God.
Like, yeah, what part of a kid's movie scared you?
Completely?
Like, it could be a kid's movie that scared you when you were little.
I watch horror movies.
You're telling me one kid's movie did not scare you ever?
I don't know. It probably does, but I don't know. I watch horror movies, for goodness sake.
Man, you're bad at answering these questions.
You are horrible.
All of a sudden you're like, alright, I got
an
answer.
Wait, I got mine.
Yeah.
Well, then why don't you go
How about we skip Miranda, I guess, from now on. We're just going to get Miranda.
If Miranda has an answer, she can answer.
Okay.
Or you'll go last. Say, now you'll go first from now on.
Alright. Well, the Heffalump movie, the Winnie the Pooh Heffalump movie, there was one specific scene in it, and I was terrified. I had to have my mom fast forward it because I couldn't watch it.
Really?
Yeah, really. I don't. No. There was like this Hoozle and Medoozle. I don't know. It was scary to me. I was a wimp. I still don't like scary movies.
Wow. Mine was Nightmare Before Christmas. I was terrified, which makes no sense because now I love that movie.
I think that one.
But yeah, that one scared me a lot when I was little.
All right, so
I think it's because it was the professor.
Oh yeah,
like Sally's like creepy. Creator. He freaked me out.
It's like, he gives off very you know, likes kids vibes.
Yeah.
So you know mine. Mine's now the most ridiculous one.
What?
You know the hands in Rugrats where they go and pick you up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking hated them.
What? What?
Know why I was up there going to pick me up. I don't want to be picked up by some fucking stranger's ass wrinkly hands.
My Winnie the Pooh story was going to take the cake. And then there's Joe over here. Rugrats. Hands.
Just the hands of the old man, you know, picking up the Chuck. What is it? Chucky. Is it Tommy or Chucky?
Tommy's grandpa picked him up.
Yeah, I think it's Tommy's grandpa's hands.
Because Chucky only had his dad.
Yeah, fucking his poor mom. I don't know. What happened to her?
I thought she passed away.
Oh, damn. Sorry,
I didn't watch Chuck's mom. That
was okay. Before your time.
Yeah. So, Miranda, what was your answer?
I think Road's Red.
Road's Red?
Yeah.
I don't think that's a kid's movie.
I don't know kids' movies.
Fucking Rugrats!
I don't know.
Clip up the big red dog!
Why would that be scary?
Courage the Cowardly Dog.
Courage the Cowardly Dog.
Courage the Cowardly Dog was the worst show ever invented. I swear it was literally just there to give me a PTSD as a kid.
Yeah, that was scary.
Honestly, I didn't mind that one.
That one was scary.
That one freaked me. Like, that just made you feel things.
I barely watched.
I would, as soon as I seen that, like, house pop up on the TV, I was changing.
Yeah, it's like, oh no.
I was more of a Nickelodeon Disney kid.
Oh, see, I love Courage the Cowardly Dog.
I watched everything.
Like, I watched it, but I felt weird.
I did not watch it. I couldn't watch it. I would get nightmares.
Yeah.
Lucid dreams while awake.
Yeah.
All right. You ready for the next one?
Yep. Yep.
Sure.
Sadie, because we're just skipping Miranda.
I told you, don't do me first.
No one tells you at all. So, where is the strangest place you either urinated or defecated?
Oh, my God.
What?
In a cornfield.
Oh. In a cornfield?
In a cornfield.
Oh. Nice. What about you, Dakota? Strangest place you've ever urinated or defecated?
I
defecated, in case you didn't know, means poop.
You cock-cod.
I do know that. Oh, gosh.
You took the Browns to the Super Bowl.
Oh, my car.
Why'd you pee in your car?
I didn't pee in my car.
Did you take a shit
in your car?
How'd you pee in your car? I was really, really sick. And, like, it was just bad.
No.
It was all sorts of
bad. Did you keep the car? No. That's a question.
Oh, God.
I don't have it anymore. I had it when we first started dating.
Is it that little spark?
Rip to whoever has that car now.
Yeah, I was like 16.
Oh, my God.
I was like, I don't even know. Like, I don't even know what happened. It was bad. Just let everyone know I'm diagnosed with IBS now. It could have been something with that.
No, the fuck it was not. Don't blame it on that.
I don't know.
You shit in your car.
Hold on. I gotta pull over. I gotta shit. You get out.
No.
No, I'll go right here. It's good. Let's just run out the windows the whole way. It'll be fine.
Blood out. Ass out the window.
Did you shit
on the highway?
Did you shit in the car? Did you shit out of the car?
Oh no.
That's the question.
In a bag in your pants?
I don't
want to
finish this. Did you poop your pants in the car? You cock out over your pants, didn't you?
You said your own shit. Girl, I'm so sorry.
No, just go in. Go to Miranda. I think I win this round.
You won. Yeah, you won.
Oh, yeah, mine was the woods. Go ahead.
Mine was, like, in a little warp zone type of thing.
What?
A warp zone?
A working zone.
What a working zone.
Because I was on a run and it was downtown Sandusky.
You pooped in a work zone?
Yeah.
How do you poop in a work zone?
Wait, work zone. Because there was nobody there and there was, like, trees around me. And then my friend was, like, covering me. And I was, we were on a run and I had to go because I felt like I had diarrhea that day. I was too far from my house.
So you shit in the middle of the tree?
No. Like I said, it was a work zone.
Was it in the middle of the street?
What did you wipe with? Did you wipe?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
You don't know, you know. She pooped in her car, okay?
So, I still...
This one beats me!
You gotta always poop around trees, and then you can just wipe with the leaf.
Oh, that'd be funny if there was poison ivy, and I would be laughing.
Well, I pooped in that cornfield. I wipe with cornfield leaves. You do not wipe with cornfield leaves.
Oh, God.
I'm telling you, it itches for days.
It's probably poison ivy.
So I say Miranda wins that one.
Yeah. Pooping in a work zone.
Alright, so this one's a critical thinking one.
And then don't go to me first.
Yeah, no, we got this. So, Sadie.
Yeah.
We'll start with you because you're the expert in this one.
Yeah, I just dyed my hair. I'm still blonde. Moving along.
Oh, no, you're an expert in this one.
Oh, God.
You're not blonde.
I'm an expert. Oh, well, continue.
So, how many chickens?
Oh.
Would it take to kill an elephant?
How many chickens would it take? None. They're too chicken.
No, you got, like, how many chickens? Like, if you get a whole bunch of chickens versus an elephant.
Why is this a question?
Don't worry about why it's a question.
Thinking
question. Wait, do they have to kill him at once?
Yeah, no, they can attack him at once. They can do however you want to do it. You gotta explain.
Hey, one chicken.
Yeah, one chicken.
Why?
Well, first of all, if the chicken was to either A, be scared of it like they are scared of mice, which they actually are, and it's hilarious, but if an elephant was to either step on a chicken, and I don't see the stepping on the one killing him, but if it was to eat the chicken, let's say that the elephant eats the chicken. Chicken bones don't digest. It would rip holes in the esophagus and all that. It would just tear through that elephant.
What happens if the elephant steps on the chicken?
No, not much. The chicken's dead.
What happens if the elephant throws the chicken?
Well, I'm just saying, this is how one possible
so
way.
So go with five.
You take five chickens? Is that it?
You're saying, okay, so you say if it steps on it, let's just say they all spread out right to the hoofs.
Why would they spread out like that? You know, they're in a formation?
Let's go with like 100 chickens and then the elephant's gonna die of stress.
I say five. One for each hoof and then the last one goes in and attacks.
What about you, Dakota?
I'm going with the one.
Yeah, right? That's what I was saying.
I'm going with
it's
at least...
It's the most economically like sense one.
I'm going at least 250.
250 chickens?
Because here's what the thing is. The elephant's going to try to disturb some of the chickens, and the chickens are going to realize and start pecking at his legs and start destroying
them. How many geese would it take?
One geese.
One goose.
They hiss at you. Don't even try it. They hiss at you.
Yeah, they're mean.
I've been chased by a goose. Some kids have never been chased by a rooster, and it shows.
I have not.
I've been chased by both.
It shows.
I think I was chased by your chicken.
You were?
Yes.
Yeah. Why are you looking at me?
I don't know.
I was seeing if you got chased by a chicken.
Have you?
Okay.
Yeah, my one, the family that I got disowned from.
McDonald's
my grandma
chicken.
On that side actually owned this asshole chicken named Harley. And my cousin would punt him. Like, she'd see him coming. And we were like children, she'd punt that chicken.
Yes,
that's terrible.
And the chicken came back to beat her.
It would pluck you. It would hurt.
But you don't punt it.
Yes, you do when you're 7 years old and screaming away from this evil chicken.
No,
I
ran.
And I'm like, Oh, wow, that was a sound.
That does not scare a chicken.
Honestly, I've fallen flat on my face running from a chicken before.
All right, next one. What's the weirdest thing a guest has done in your house?
Oh, boy.
It can either be a... let's say you are with another person at someone else's house, and they did something weird.
Okay. All right. So, mind you, I was at somebody else's
weird
house.
Weird or gross?
This is either one.
Yeah.
And obviously, there was alcohol involved in this. So. But, anywho, it was a New Year's party I was at, and some girl got completely plastered, got up on top of, like, the bar slash, like, counter situation,
mm-hmm.
and peed in the punch bowl.
Ew!
In the punch bowl.
That's disgusting.
It was nasty. I was like, she was never invited to any parties ever again. Regardless, I no longer talked to her. I barely talked to her then. I talked, like, said hi to her once, mm-hmm. maybe, and that was it.
What about you, Dakota?
I don't know.
Because your family's rich. They're all proper. Oh, I got money. I'm just kidding.
That's Mr. Krabs.
That's not true. But okay.
It's
the
really
weirdest
not.
Thing that anyone's ever done in my house. Probably Miranda or Joe not knowing what hors d'oeuvres were and looking at my house like I have a rich house.
You do.
And Miranda asking weird questions about my house.
What's fancy about hors d'oeuvres?
Okay. I don't even know what hors d'oeuvres is.
They didn't know what it was.
They didn't know what hors d'oeuvres
no.
are.
Yeah.
They made a weird little
thing
that was there.
It's an appetizer.
It kind of is an appetizer.
Yeah, well, they did hors d'oeuvres for New Year's Eve.
Oh, that's nice.
So, yeah.
You can make hors d'oeuvres out of hot dogs.
You can make appetizer out of hot dogs, too.
Or you can have hot dogs out of hot dogs.
Yeah.
So, yeah, basically, when they came over to my house, Miranda just, like... She called her mom on the way home just to tell her about our shower.
I think it was my mom is like really obsessed with the countertops and everything, and I thought it was really fancy. My mom
would you have like one
really
of those showers with the spouts on the top and the sides?
My dad made a custom shower.
Yeah, those are great.
So it has like body jets and everything
yeah.
like that.
Mm-hmm.
What's so you? All right.
I didn't, like, complain. I was like, guess
no.
what?
And they were, like, blown away that we had two living rooms.
Yeah.
And, like, 2 to 3 Christmas trees.
You know
Jason's
what you're living in right now?
Bidet.
This is all we've ever had.
And it's awesome. I've never used a bidet. Let me tell you, that changed your life forever.
I thought about getting a bidet.
Honestly, they're so nice. They have heated seats.
Unless it's a bouteille.
And they squirt nice hot water in your area.
It squirts the water up your butt when you're done pooping so you don't use as much toilet
or
paper.
Or pee. When you pee, well, you're a guy.
Yeah, no,
that would be really nice after pregnancy,
it's really good.
Though.
It's really nice when you're on your period.
Really?
Okay, so Joe, what's the weirdest thing someone did at your house? Or that you've seen done at a house?
Huh. I don't really have one.
You've never had, with all your one-night stands and stuff, you've never had anyone do anything weird.
People try to take my blankie.
Your blankie?
I have this big blue blanket.
That's when you cut them off.
Yeah.
I brought my own blanket.
So what happened was, yeah, Dakota, I wasn't going to name drop, but yeah, Dakota came over.
Sorry, Dakota. I love you. Thank you. If somebody touched my blankies, though, it'd be on.
So, what happened was...
I'm pretty sure you weren't trying to sleep with me, too, the first night. He was trying to sleep with me.
You were trying to sleep with me, so it's cool.
That is not how that night went at all.
I have no idea. I wasn't there.
But yeah.
Anyway, continue.
Miranda didn't say her thing.
Yeah, Miranda, what's yours?
Okay. So, when your mom owns the house, your dad's staying in the basement.
Well, she doesn't own the house.
Okay, my mom rents the house. Your dad's staying in the basement.
Your dad.
And they're divorced, but my dad has a little thing for 20-year-olds that's younger than his oldest son. And, well, they actually... No, Joey. But they go upstairs and basically shower together, and they aren't quiet about it.
Oh, God.
Yeah, it's gross.
That's nasty.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
At least it was in the shower.
And it's not even his house.
I mean...
You have a lot of people in that house that aren't... That it's not their house.
Yes! Like, get out! It's my
Not anymore. So.
Well, I'm about to go to off of college, so.
Next question.
It's not going to be MySpace for a little bit.
What mythical creature would improve the world most if it existed?
Oh.
Wait, what?
I got it.
What
I got
mythical creature would improve the world the most if it existed? Don't worry, Miranda. I'll start with you. I'll text you a minute.
We'll start with Sadie.
I was going to say, like, wizards, like Harry Potter type shit. That would help a lot. I'm not going to lie.
Oh, I'm saying, what if they do it?
Is that mythical creature? I thought it was like an animal.
There's always bad people in the world, Miranda.
There are witches, though, and stuff like that.
Well,
I was thinking like creatures.
No. I'm talking. Oh, mythical creatures.
There's
voodoo,
though. Yeah,
it's a creature, mythical creature.
Fairies? That's what I'm going with.
Oh, dragons.
Dragons?
Yeah, dragons.
Why a dragon?
Because
have you never seen How to Train Your Dragon? Awesome.
I've never seen that movie.
I've never seen the full movie.
It's very good.
I've never seen the full movie.
I've seen them all. They're great. Honestly, great trilogy. Full of movie recommendations to me.
There's just something about dragons. Like, I think it's because I saw Aragon when I was really little.
Oh yeah, that's a good
and
movie.
And it was just like, I don't know, I've wanted one of those eggs ever since.
Mm-hmm. I got that movie for Christmas in a stocking stuffer one year.
That is a great stocking stuffer.
It was. I fell in love with it.
How about you?
The Tooth Fairy.
The Tooth Fairy? See? Fairies.
You want the messed up version, don't you?
What?
There was a very messed up version.
Are we talking about the Larry the Cable Guy version?
Oh, no.
No, it's a horror movie.
Don't tell me about it. Don't ruin the Tooth Fairy for me.
Oh, no. There's a... The American adaptation is a lot lighter than where everyone else.
I'm good.
Adaptations are.
Okay, so
we talk about it in a future podcast. It's really interesting.
Santa Claus?
Okay. He was real.
You mean like the American version that drops off presents to kids and stuff?
Yes.
Yeah, that'd be good.
That'd be cool.
Belchnickel.
I feel so much better for like all the kids like in like foster homes and stuff.
Yeah.
How is he getting to the foster home? They don't have a chimney.
It's Santa Claus.
It's Santa Claus. You said mythical.
They don't have no chimney. Fuck the foster kids.
It doesn't matter. Have you not seen the Santa Claus?
You said mythical.
He doesn't need a chimney. He just makes one by going through the tube.
Yes. Through the tube.
Santa Claus says, fuck them kids.
He makes a chimney.
Yeah, he makes a chimney.
What about the people in the mobile homes?
He goes through the radiators. Did you see that? I seen that.
Yeah. Try to make a chimney in a fucking mobile home. The whole thing tips over. Bam. Dead children.
Oh my gosh.
Thanks,
okay,
Anna.
Next question.
Yeah. What's Anna get you for Christmas?
Wow.
What the heck was that?
What
the
fuck was that?
It's a hiccup and then a burp.
Oh, like a burp snort off of grown ups?
I guess so.
Yeah.
But it wasn't on purpose.
Oh well. Next question.
Santa killing kids. Let's see.
Santa's not killing kids, but go. That's Krampus.
Krampus?
Yes.
We'll talk about Santa Claus in another episode.
Yeah, we'll do that in a Christmas special.
Oh, we got something for Santa Claus for Christmas special.
That sounds weird.
Okay, next question.
We're going to talk about the whole history and what people believe in Santa Claus.
Okay, next question.
Okay. So, Sadie, this one's going to be fun. Mm. What would be the absolute worst name you could give to your child?
Jason.
Oof.
I'm sorry. Okay, so there's like a list. It'd be Jason. Joe.
Nice.
A J name. Justin.
J name.
And the ironic thing is I've dated a Joe. I've dated a Justin. Haven't dated a Jason. But I just can't stand common names. They're overused. Like Brittany. Who wants to be named Brittany? Sorry to all the Brittanys out there. I'm sure you're wonderful people, but I just...
Can't apologize to all the Brittanys.
And the Caitlins. How many Caitlins you know?
Okay, that's because we hate some Caitlins. So.
I hate some Caitlins, but I'm telling you, there are so many people with so many common names. Like, who wants to... Oh, look at this cute little baby. I know we'll name her Hannah. No. The list goes on. I just can't. I feel for people like that. Like, I don't know.
What about you, Dakota? Mine for worst one would be Dakota.
Wow. First off, any J names. There's only one J name that I want for my kid, and that's because it's Jericho, and I think that's a cool name. I don't like the basic names like Chris and stuff like that.
Mine would be Dakota.
Definitely not Joe.
Fuck any Dakota. I don't care.
You do. That's why we have a kid together, so.
Ooh, spicy.
Dakota's the worst name ever.
And my kid has a very cool name, so.
I like the kid's name.
Yeah. All right, Miranda, what about yours?
Any name that I already know.
Fair.
If I know you, I don't want my child named after you.
I mean, yeah.
Yep, I want an original one. You know why I want to name my female?
Why?
Sana.
Sana.
Like the spa thing?
I was thinking in that Sonya.
I don't think.
Yeah, it's called a sauna, but...
Yeah, no. I mean, I guess it's called a sauna.
It
would be spelled S-A-N-N-A.
Did
Mufasa
say that he wanted to name his child that?
No.
Oh, no, it was
Kwame. No. I had a pen pal that was named that.
Sauna.
I thought but you didn't want to name anyone you knew.
Yeah, you know
your pen pal.
Yeah, do you not know a pen pal?
Actually, I don't actually know if that's how you say her name. That's just how you spell it.
You gotta apologize to that person for messing up their fucking name.
You don't know if that's how you say it or not. I don't know.
Have to apologize.
All right, well, yeah. Joey, what would you not name your kid?
Dakota.
Oh, yeah. Okay, moving along.
Dakota Jr.
Yeah, no.
I don't know. Have you ever noticed how nobody does that? Like, I kind of like the name Sadie, and I would definitely name my kid that just because I like the name. I think it's a pretty name. I don't like my actual name, to be fair, but I really like that. But you never hear anybody go, oh, like the mom's name and then Jude. No, you don't.
That'd be cool.
I would not name my kid after anyone I've ever dated.
Yeah, you would be the
royalty.
Second.
Yeah, but other than that.
Yeah.
You ready?
Sure.
Okay, so Sadie. This one's fine. What movie would be greatly improved if it was made into a musical?
Deadpool.
Didn't they make it part into
a musical?
They made part of it into a musical.
The whole thing. That would be hilarious.
They have a Shrek musical, and I refuse to watch it.
No, it's not good.
How about you, Dakota?
I refuse to watch it.
Not that it needs one because it's perfect, but just because I know it would be beautiful is a Howl's Moving Castle musical. I would love that. I'd probably cry my eyes out.
I love me some Studio Ghibli.
You know what I would like to watch?
What?
I like Nausicaa.
Any of y'all watch The Maze Runner?
Yes.
Yeah. No.
Them trying to sing while running, it would be hilarious.
I got the best one.
There's not that much running in that movie, though.
I got the best one.
I mean, a little bit.
I mean, yeah, but like...
A little bit.
Friday the 13th musical.
Oh, my gosh.
They sing about Jason's tragedy. Tragedy?
Tragedy.
Gee, I need sleep.
Travesty?
I
don't know.
I need sleep. It's 11:30. Okay, so... And then, like, the campers have to run away. Jason with the machete. He's like, I'm running over here! And then Jason's sitting there. He's like, well, fuck, I'll go over here, I guess.
I'm running over here.
I want it to be like a self-aware musical. So that way, they're like, we have to stay quiet before he comes. It's like, yeah, I hear you.
All right,
like, what the fuck you mean? I can see the whole choreography inside the cabin.
Hey, sleepyhead, what's the next question?
Oh, okay, I don't know. What would be the worst buy one, get one free sale of all time?
Children.
There was a lady who thought she only was pregnant with one and was pregnant with three. Gave birth to all three in the hospital.
So that could pick the two worst ones.
Each baby was 4 pounds.
Oh, that's not good.
What did
she didn't know she had that many. They didn't see them.
Yeah. All right, so since Dakota went ahead of her turn, Sadie? The worst.
Oh my god. Colonoscopies.
Yeah.
I agree with that. Those are the freaking worst.
I'd sell my second one.
I would like to say that guys should be very glad they never had to go to the woman doctor. I'm sorry, but I know you've had a kid. You've really seen the woman doctor, but
She's saying man doctor.
Listen,
doctor.
So, like, you know, like, where are we going to have to put a rating on this? How, like, people say there's, like, fisting, and that's a thing.
There's already a rating.
This woman, so because my kid moved up, her whole, like, elbow was up in my hoo-ha.
How?
And it hurt. So, and because, like, because they reach the top of you, and so, like, you can feel it.
No.
And she was literally, like, all the way up in my stomach. I was like, why did that hurt? Like, it hurt so bad.
See, listen, that would make me bleed a lot.
Oh, you do bleed after.
Oh.
They're like, oh, it's normal.
Yeah, you just ripped me open.
All right, ready, your turn.
What was the question again?
What would be the worst buy one, get one free sale of all time?
When you eat and you gain some more pounds.
Oh, instead of gaining 1 pound, you gain two?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that would suck.
Uh-huh.
What about yours?
Oof, mine. Okay. Especially I don't have one. Fucking anything from Subway.
Anything from Subway? You don't like Subway?
I don't mind Subway. I can't eat that much Subway. Like, how much Subway do you think you can actually eat?
Yeah, because I mean,
but
basically,
that bread isn't bread.
Well, here's the thing. A, you have to eat Subway fresh.
Yeah.
Well, that's why it says eat fresh. Yeah, because if you let it stand for longer than 3 minutes, it gets fucking horrible.
It's not a slogan. It's what you need to live by.
Yes. If you get Subway, you have to eat it at the restaurant. You have to eat it right then and there, or else you get the fucking soggy bread, and it's already cold,
it's
and you want
bread.
It toasted.
The lettuce is wilted and everything like that.
Yeah.
You can't warm it up. You can't warm up lettuce. Ew.
Yeah, Subway. That's my favorite. Or Taco Bell. Well, no, I can eat some free tacos.
Oh, let me tell you, Taco Bell. I never understood the whole, Taco Bell gives you the poops, and until I got Supreme Tacos.
Yeah.
That was terrible.
Oh, no, I know.
I like Supreme Tacos.
It's worth the sacrifice.
No.
I just ate all your cookies. I only paid $1 for them. Thank you very much for that dollar.
No problem.
That dollar's in my stomach.
Next one. What two totally normal things become really weird if you do them back to back?
Oh my god. Two normal things that are done
weird
back to
back
are weird.
Back to back.
Yes.
I got one.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
About time.
Breastfeeding and taking a crap.
Oh.
Okay.
I would have said the same time. Well, not back to back. You can take a crap after you breastfeed.
No,
I mean, those are kind of weird, though.
You're going to think about your crap while you're breastfeeding.
I got
to take a shit. Hurry up, kid.
I got it. This is odd. This is definitely... I just think it's weird. It just might be a me thing. Having sex and then immediately going to a family event where you have to be around your parents. That's weird.
I mean, what do you do at a wedding?
I just can't. I just can't sit there and look at them and be like,
I got one.
At your family, when you're wedding, you're around all your family, and then you go home and you make
babies. Before this.
So, I got this.
Going to a family event.
Your dad giving you away at the altar, knowing that later on, that night, you have to have sex.
You don't have to.
Yeah, no, like, your family's gonna be there. It's like, oh, yeah, you're gonna have sex tonight. Congratulations.
I'm so freaked out about kissing somebody I really love in front of everybody I know.
Yeah.
How do you fucking do that? I don't know.
I don't kiss other people, like, in front of other people.
You apparently wanted to do this twice, Joe, so.
I just figured it's gonna be. I didn't thought ahead that far.
Well, he's not gonna have to kiss you and he's gonna be like,
never mind.
It's like, nah, I'm cool. Never mind.
COVID-19.
As long as you're not using your tongue in front of your family, you're good.
I still have a hard time. I don't know.
Yeah, I'll give you a pack of that.
So, well, someone said, I think I seen it on TikTok maybe, I don't know. It was like, count to three penguins or something like that.
Three penguins? I have to wait for three penguins to walk by?
You want a Madagascar? Three Madagascars. One Madagascar, two Madagascar.
That's a country.
Three Madagascars. And
moving along.
Why can't you count like one Mississippi?
Dakota, what's
because
the weirdest?
Because Mississippi's not long enough,
what do
I guess.
You think?
People use it more than Mississippi. You know,
probably
uses Cincinnati.
Hold on. Having a really big fight with your significant other and then taking out the trash.
Why?
Because Welcome taking their body out.
Oh, from somebody else's point of view.
Yes.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah, make sure he has those gunshots, though.
Who said she had to use a gun?
Yeah.
I mean...
There's a lot of herbs people on TikTok that are teaching people how to kill people right now, and I'm just like...
Oh, yeah,
oh,
I've seen that.
Oh,
good.
I mean, that's one way to do it. You just gotta have a quiet...
Oh, they can't make it quite that way. People.
Okay, this episode is not about that. What's our next
question? What set of items could you buy that would make the cashier the most uncomfortable?
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Alright.
Sadie, go first. How about that?
Condoms, whipped cream, and a cucumber.
Okay, does anyone have anything? I got one.
What?
An extension cord, toaster, and a bath plug.
When I worked at TSC, dead ass, somebody came in and bought 5 machetes and several tarps and duct tape. And I was like,
Okay, sounds cool.
Yeah. So.
That could be a serial killer. You gotta check them out.
I didn't.
Sometimes I ask what they're using it for.
Just to
make conversation, like, hey, what you doing?
It's like, oh, hey, I see.
What you making today?
I see there's a chainsaw, some bleach, a tarp, and,
Knowing me, that would probably just go right over my head.
I was like, oh.
And a hammer, what you doing?
Cleaning a floor that you're taking off and then putting on, you just gotta double clean it.
It's like, oh, and a new carpet. That's nice. It's like, yeah, the other one got soap and blood. It's like, yep, okay, that's all I need.
Have a nice day. Okay, super glue, duct tape, a tarp, maxi pads, 40 volume developer, and dino nuggies.
Wow, sounds like a fun night.
That just kind of sounds weird.
Exactly.
Zip ties, duct tape.
Maxi pads.
Dino
maybe
nuggies.
A little bit of
developer.
Olive oil.
Oh boy.
Because 40 volume developer can clean bones.
I learned something new.
Alright, what would be the creepiest thing you could say while passing a stranger on the street?
Oh. Besides the things that people actually say to people in New York?
Oh no, anything. The creepiest thing that you could think of.
Nice underwear.
I'll go. I'll see you later on tonight.
Your mother killed my insides.
Your mother killed my insides?
Mm-hmm. Oh, gosh.
I don't think that would make sense. So what do you mean their mother killed your insides?
Exactly.
Let them think about it.
Yeah.
So there's this guy I worked with, and he was not the brightest, and he thought that, you know, when you lift weights and stuff and you're getting jacked, he thought that was the same thing as getting railed. So he was like lifting heavy things. He's like, call me Thomas the Train because I'm getting railed. And I was like, boy, I don't think you think that means what you think that means.
Let him believe what he wants.
My bad. I'm sorry to crush his hopes and dreams.
What about you, Dakota? Creepiest thing you could think of. You see someone pass on the street.
Probably something creepy, like I know how your story ends or something.
Oh, God.
I would just walk right past you. It's like, yeah, no, fuck that shit. I'm not going
to get
it.
$1 out of me.
Like, yeah, no, I'm just going to take care of a homeless person at that point. It's like, yep, nope, fucking not doing that shit.
You're dying next week.
How about you, Jill?
You have 7 days.
What about you?
I sent mine.
Oh, we've tried to reach you about your car's extended warranty.
Yes. Alright, next question.
Alright, the last question.
Oh boy.
This one's a doozy.
Oh boy.
And we'll start with Dakota this time.
Oh boy.
And then Sadie, and then Miranda, and then me. In one sentence, how would you sum up the internet?
A little bit of everything all of the time.
Got this.
Beep, boop, beep, boop, boop.
Magic.
Real stuff, fake stuff, and all the above.
Like, nice. You ever seen that
Willy Wonka movie where they transport him in like this bar of chocolate. That's what I think of when I think about the internet.
Nice.
I think of Bo Burnham's song.
I can't think of the internet. You know why? Because I want that big piece of chocolate and I want to eat it all.
And that's not possible yet.
No, it's not. So I can't even think it like that because then I would want to eat the internet and I don't want to eat the internet.
All right. So mine.
Oh boy.
Stay the fuck off, Bill, unless you're coming to listen to Randomness Chat podcast, and then you go on just for that.
Wow.
Everything else, just stay off the internet. You don't need anything else. We'll give you everything you need.
Like, dropped.
But yeah, I think that's about it. So I think we're on to apologies. We're going to say sorry to the people you offended.
Sorry to all the people I.
No, you gotta say there.
I don't know who I all offended.
We're going to start getting a list.
Sorry about people with feet that are weird. Sorry about people with no toenails and making fun of them. And
sorry about transgender people. Again.
Yes.
2 weeks in a row.
Who else did I offend?
I don't know.
Sorry for anybody who was triggered by any
of this. Yeah, pretty much. That's why we always say sorry.
All right, yeah, so you say sorry.
Oh, I apologize for anything I said that may seem to just like as a question, but I'm a curious human being, so I apologize for being curious.
Yes, and I apologize to your sugar daddy for not...
Sorry, sugar daddy, I'll reconnect.
Hit me up. Break, hit me up. We'll figure it out.
No, you're in a relationship with a baby.
You can't have a relationship with a baby. That's as bad as my mom.
Stop it.
We're not comparing any of this.
We're in a relationship and we have a child.
There you go.
That's slightly better.
What about you, Dakota? Did you offend anyone this week?
I don't think I did.
I don't think you ever offend people.
No, it's mainly me.
Yeah,
it's always Miranda.
I try to be nice, but it
doesn't just fuck you, don't you?
It just comes out of my mouth.
You get to apologize for eating all my cookies.
Yes, they started to Dakota for eating all the cookies.
You're the one that bought them and said I could have them.
I didn't know you were going to eat all of them.
I neither did I.
I didn't think you'd have like the whole tray.
Hey, you kept them out and you just kept on eating and eating and eating, and well, that's what happened.
Okay, so are we good to do our goodbye so we can go to bed?
I think so. Anybody else have anything for it? Alright, so check us out on Facebook at Randomness Chat group page.
Yeah.
Miranda, where can they find you?
MerPanda1001 on Instagram.
Dakota,
you can find me at DakotaStorm97 on Twitch.
And then you can find me at Joe Bayek on Twitter. Make sure if you have any mean tweets, you make sure you put Miranda's name in there.
No, do not.
I was going to give you my plug, but I said on here that I was going to allow feed pics.
So go ahead. What's your plug?
Oh, well, okay. So, Sadie, as in spelled like Cade, and then 16 at Instagram.
Yes. At Instagram or on Instagram?
On Instagram.
Okay.
Sadie with an S or a C?
It's CADE116.
There you go.
116?
No, just 1-6.
Okay.
Wow. My brain's
are you sure that you're not the one that's tired?
I am tired, actually.
I feel like we're all tired.
I was at the fair all day. I'm
yeah, no,
tired.
I was about to say, I...
Oh, no. But it's Sadie, CADES160, at Gmail.
At Instagram.
At Instagram.com, good night.
Yes, I think that's about it, yeah.
If you could follow all that, good luck.
Yeah, if not, there's a thing where you can slow us down, and then you can kind of catch us in. But yeah, check out all the past episodes.
You want to beat picture? Go to her.
Yes. Oh my God. Or me.
If you can remember and figure out what my name is.
Yeah.
I'll sell feet pics. So.
You gotta have big money for me.
I'll do it for nickels on a dime. So.
I would not.
Let's see. I think besides that, leave us a review on iTunes. Not iTunes anymore. It's Apple Podcasts.
Apple Podcasts.
Okay. And give us a 5-star review. Google us on Google Podcasts. Follow us on Spotify, Anchor. Get in contact with us at Ramness Chat Podcast on Facebook, on the group page. I check those messages almost daily.
Do we get any?
Yeah. Not really, no.
People, please talk to us. We're lonely.
Yeah, or you can send us voices and messages on Anchor.
Hey.
And then you can even be a part of the show. Yep. Send us a voice message on Anchor. You might be a part of the show.
Yeah, request episodes, because we don't know what you like. So we just talk until we don't want to talk.
Okay, so let's stop, because we're rambling now. This is going to be a really long episode.
It already is. So, bye.
Bye.
Bye.